This is Earth and Sky. In the 1980s, in the Amazon rainforest of northern Peru, a few hundred cases of malaria were reported each year.
By 1997, there were 120,000 cases reported in the same area. One reason may be deforestation. Farmers have been burning the rainforest to prepare new land for farming. Amy Vitor was a graduate student then, working with Jonathan Patz of Johns Hopkins University. She wondered if deforested land is a good habitat for the mosquitoes that carry malaria.
Vitor and her team spent 3 years in Peru collecting mosquitoes and their larvae, as well as blood samples from human volunteers. She found that the mosquitoes that carry malaria were present in much larger numbers in deforested areas than in pristine forest. She and Patz are still trying to understand why. Vitor also found other risk factors.
Houses that are elevated on stilts tend to be more protected than houses that are on ground level. And people who are active around dusk, it's kind of common sense, I suppose. But people playing soccer, for example, were at higher risk. But most importantly, people who lived close to fish farms were at higher risk for getting malaria. And this is also where we found the larvae to be breeding.
Vitor would like to see farmers use more sustainable practices so they don't have to destroy forests so rapidly. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.